sort of school, most of them masters do not use koan because we stress. Self self use of one soul existence. Our practice is our practice covers everything. When you do something, that practice covers everything. So in our religious experience, can you hear me? In our religious experience, there is no duality. Religious experience is not in thinking realm, or even in contemplating. That is why we do not use koan. But koan is useful, of course. But that is not core of religious experience. That will not help to have religious ultimate experience.
What are you going to need to work with
Bible? Yesterday I explained something about our inmost nature. This nature is not possible to study by science or philosophy. This nature is beyond, not beyond, this nature is not possible, cannot be object of study. We can point out, point at it, but we cannot study what it is. For instance, when you choose one of the two ways, that you is not possible to know what it is. You choose one of the two ways. What shall I do? You may say. That I is not possible to figure out what it is. But when you say, what shall I do? Well, there's you anyway. You can point out, there's you here, but no one knows what it is. This kind of I is what we mean by I. You must request one to choose one of the two ways, you know. But something exists which is choosing one of the two ways, which is thinking which is better. He thinks which is better, but he cannot think he himself what it is. This kind of I is called inmost I, or ultimate I. This I is universal to everyone. You choose. You have that kind of I. Everyone has this kind of eye. So this eye cannot be a subject of study of philosophy or science or psychology. We practice our way. When we practice something, it is, of course, dualistic. Our practice may be dualistic. But when you practice it with this idea, with aware of, being aware of this I, inmost I, your practice is not any more dualistic. It looks like, your practice looks like dualistic, but that is, your practice is done by the inmost request of your nature. That is not dualistic. If you ignore true I, which is choosing, which should we do? Then you will be lost in duality. What shall I do? This or that, this way or that way. Just duality, you will suffer in duality. When you have strong inmost request, strong desire to do right thing, there is no alternative. The conclusion will be intuitively found out. This kind of practice is our practice. When your meal is ready, someone who is responsible for the kitchen will bow to Zen. This bow is for you who practice Zazen here, including Buddha. And you do not answer the bow, but usually he bow in the kitchen, so we don't know. So we cannot answer the bow, so we don't. But actually, the head of the kitchen will bow to you when the meal is ready. This bow is for us who practice this practice, the practice done by your inmost, done by your Buddha nature. Ultimate request. And this kind of bow is bow which we do to the Buddha. Buddha is someone who is practicing this way. Not only Buddha, but also every existence is doing this kind of practice. When I say inmost request, it looks like something emotional activity, but it is not so. A religious culture in ourselves is not just building or painting or rituals in the monastery. Our religious culture includes every culture, science and philosophy and everything, including everything, we call it religious culture from our viewpoint. So what you do, what you cook in the kitchen is religious activity. What you work, when you work in Zendo, it is religious activity. Not just about Buddha, is not our religious activity. So this kind of understanding of religion is quite different from your understanding of religion. When we say understanding of religion, it means philosophy of religion. In your philosophy of religion, if you compare Shobo Genzo and your philosophy of religion, you will find out difference between your understanding of religion and our understanding, his understanding of religion. He does not allow his Shobo Genzo to be a philosophy. It's Shobo Genzo is not philosophy. Shobo Genzo is religious literature or religious philosophy, not philosophy of religion. Direct, interpretation, interpretation of direct experience of direct religious experience is Shobo Genzo. By religion, before Buddhism is known to West, you meant Christianity. So there's no wonder that the idea of religion is quite different from our idea of religion. Our idea of religion covers everything, every human culture. So it is impossible to study.
What parent government?
By scientific way, because science takes some viewpoint. But religion. When you take some viewpoint, it may be science or natural science or cultural science or ethics or philosophy or logic. So that kind of study, who fix the standpoint of study, cannot study what is religion, because it covers everything. So after Winterband or Natrop.
Well,
Heidegger, phenomenology. Take their place. And nowadays, what is it? Existentialism. When we were students, we studied Natrop or Winterband or Heidegger. We didn't know much about existentialism. But if I am right, existentialism or a phenomenology do not divide our mental function in three. They do not apply the three classification of our mental activity, because they think it is more appropriate to study our mental function as one function, not emotion or not logic or not thinking or not arts and ethics, good or bad. But before Natrop, they classified our mental function in three ways: pursue for truth, pursue for the good, pursue for the beauty. What were the three functions? But actually, those functions are not independent. When we do something, it is willpower, and it involves emotion, and it involves also good and bad ethics. So without if one of them is lack, you cannot do anything. So it is better to study it as a mental activity itself, without classifying in three ways. This is nearer to Buddhism. This way is nearer to the Buddhism. Phenomenology or existentialism is close to Buddhism, but not exactly so. if you can compare, I don't know. I don't know existentialism, so I cannot compare. But there must be some difference. We have no existentialism, but in Buddhist philosophy, we have this kind of interpretation of our mental function. We Buddhists suffered a lot about our mind. So Buddhism is study of our mind. Our mind is very troublesome existence. We don't know what to do with it. So at last, we found out that it is impossible to study our mind. Something impossible to study is our mind. But you cannot deny the existence of mind. Now, what I want to say is, what is our practice? What is our practice? What is our pure practice? As I said just now, all our practice will be dualistic. When it is dualistic, it looks like some formality or rules, rules or rigid rules. But it is not so for a man who realizes true self. Because it is impossible to figure out what it means, we ignore true self. It is not interesting. You cannot have any interest in studying true self because it is empty. It is empty, but it is there. So no one will interest in it. But if you ignore this boss, you have great suffer. You will suffer a lot. So some Zen master always call up the boss, and he used to say, "Ohayou gozaimasu, boss." "Good morning, boss." "Good evening, boss." "How are you, boss?" And neighbors wonder, he may be crazy. He is always alone, but he calls up someone and said, "Good morning and good night." He had no boss. She must be crazy, she said. But he was always calling the big boss, who is doing always doing something. Even though he is sleeping, he is doing something. That boss is very important for him. So, but at the same time, he is so silent. He do not speak anything. So, he may forget all about the existence of the boss. So, he called up the boss. "How are you today, my boss?" "I'm going to take a dinner. How are you today?" It may be all right. If you forget all about the boss, you will eat too much. You are under the control of the big boss, you will not eat too much. You will not do something wrong. You will not do something wrong. Whatever you do is right. But the difference between ordinary boss and this boss is he does not say anything. He just watch what you are doing. And he's always encouraging you, that's all. he will not give you any suggestion. But because he is your boss, and you are his small boss, that you know intuitively what you should do. This is our practice. Ordinary boss is very mean and strict. And he will give you many rigid instruction or rules, but he never gives you any instruction. This kind of self is what we mean by self. And this kind of life is called religious life in our sense. So, the best way to repair the mercy of the great boss is to do something. There is no other way. And to be grateful to him is the only way. But this gratitude does not mean it's not just emotional feeling. I think we say just sit on your cushion. It may be pretty difficult to find out the meaning of to sit on the cushion, just to sit on your cushion. Maybe pretty difficult if you do not know how important it is. But more you study your life, the more you have problem in your everyday life, you will find out how important it is to practice Zen. Zazen practice is not the kind of practice you can compare with your everyday activity. This is quite different practice from your everyday activity. We say value, no value in our time. No material value, or physical value, or mental value. It is beyond our bodily body. And it is the source of all our activity. The source of all our culture. Yeah, for a long time, after the Renaissance, you have forgotten the value of religion. You try to exchange religion for science and philosophy. You are Christian, but actually, what you have been doing is to replace science to religion, to exchange. And you wanted to establish human culture, which is quite free from authority of religion. You had quite good reason in your effort to try to exchange or try to reform your culture before it is too dark. Now it is too bright. You went to the two extremes, I think. But recently, even though you have excellent, very advanced culture, but there is something, there is something which you don't know what to do, or that is your mind. You don't know what to do this way. You have various tools, but you have no mind to use it. That is your problem, I think. And we, you know, we Japanese people studied what is our mind. But we have enough tools. So we become attached to your civilization too much and almost forgetting what we have studied. That is our problem, just that. So combination of the two will create something wonderful. If I say, treat everything in right way, it looks like very rigid and formal, but it is not so. This secret of Dogen Zenji will work. Someone
say,
Western people failed in creating their culture by ignoring ignoring religion and Oriental people made a great mistake in abusing religion. The Buddhism was two-handed. So we abused religion too much. So now we don't know what is true religion. Oriental religion is mixed up. You know, in India, in China, or in Korea, even in Japan. Buddhism is so handy that they use religion instead of medicine. They use religion instead of education, science, and our culture is based on Buddhism. That is too much for us. and you abused Buddhism. Oriental people abused Buddhism too much. When you abuse something, true original advantage will be lost. If you cut paper by leather will be blunt, what do you say? Flop. That will not be sharp enough. So you should not use laser when you cut paper. That is why Dogen Zenji emphasized the purity of the religion. Religion should be pure and sharp always, so that it can serve its original purpose, its own purpose. Leave every activity for some other people. We religious people should devote ourselves to the pure, genuine religion. And we should keep religion always sharp enough to cut various entanglement completely. And this is why Dogen worked so hard. And this is why I came here and why you are studying Buddhism in some, I think.